We're live. Episode 110.
110. Okay. Still not canceled.
Not yet.
Not yet. Do you have a maybe a racist thing you want to say to get us canceled?
No.
Sexist, maybe?
No. I'm over that.
He's
your past racist on sexist.
I actually learned the error of my ways.
Whoa.
What brought it to light? What did you do when you're like, huh, I shouldn't be sexist and racist anymore?
So you're admitting you were sexist and racist?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I was sitting on a park bench and I was just watching the people around the park, and I was like, you know what? I got love in my heart, actually. It was just one of those things.
Are you going to be one of those guys that goes around to, like, convince guys in the KKK to, like, not be in the KKK anymore?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's going to be cool.
It is cool.
I think I really did find my calling.
Your calling is to break up the KKK?
Meet more racist guys and then turn them not racist.
That's what I feel like it's so often if you just say a couple things to, like, the people in the KKK, racist in general, they just turn their whole life around.
Yeah.
Well, when they're like, oh, so you were in the KKK and you're not, and you're like, no, just, like, light racism.
Yeah.
Like behind the back racism.
I told them, born and raised in Huntington Beach, and they go, okay, brother.
They daff you up.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah.
But now I'm fighting on the front lines because still in Huntington.
I'm proud of you.
Still fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're like a sleeper cell. Yeah. You shaved your head.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa, this guy looks like me. He's got the Vans and the white tube socks pulled up. They're like, yeah, he's sentenced to 311.
Brother, not anymore. You know?
Proud of you.
Changing
subjects.
Guys, Woody, this is big for you. Whoa. Specifically.
Okay.
We're getting pandas. We're getting two more pandas from China.
Nice.
To the San Diego Zoo.
The Cold War is thawing.
Yes.
To San Diego's?
Yes.
Hell yeah. So, I like how San Diego has dibs on the pandas.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
In the US.
It's the perfect climate.
Really? San Diego is like panda climate? I thought pandas were like colder mountain chill bears.
No, they're like green bamboo eater guys.
It's like tropical forest bears.
I mean, you think about it.
Jungle.
Literally any animal can live at like a balmy 75 degrees.
Not that, polar bear. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's got to be so hot for them, though.
They'll adapt.
I mean, Oscar, he's a polar bear, technically.
Yeah, he's an AC-loving polar bear, though.
Mm-hmm. But he'd do all right.
Yeah, he's got a double coat, so it helps. That's cool.
Yeah.
So what happened? How did Biden just was like,
give us some pandas.
Yeah. We're the greatest country. We don't have any pandas. Give us your pandas.
100%.
Oh, you know what it is.
It's such a good Biden impression.
Dude, Biden, there was like some backroom deals with Hunter.
Yes.
And like some bribing and shit. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you could have the pandas, and that's going to win the election for him.
I thought what it was they took the pandas away because they thought Hunter was going to do some weird sex stuff with them. And now that shit's being more brought to light, they're like, he probably can't do it now. We'll get him back.
They're like, we poured through the laptop. There was no panda phenelia in there.
Well,
panda phenelia.
Like hey, did you guys actually see his penis?
No, it's all blurred out. Did you get on a deep dive?
No, every picture that I've seen, it's like blurred out. And I was like, I want to see it.
I can see like the pubic area, but then it's like pixeled.
Yeah.
I did see a video of Drake masturbating.
Yes,
did
you see that as well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the boy has a hog on him.
Yeah. I'm kind of sus on the video because it's like low quality. It's like, is that Drake? Is it not? Is that a real penis? Is it not?
I think he confirmed that was his penis.
Because it's like, it's a hog. He's got a hog on him.
Yeah.
Have you heard the stories about how Drake, he would like sleep with fans, you know, whatever. And then he like has sex with a condom. He's like very like, you know.
He's
not
a pro.
Yeah. He's got good presentation. Yeah. He does have a kid though, right? But for the longest time there were rumors of he would like get a hotel room and they would have sex and he would take the condom off and then he would pour hot sauce in the condom and then flush it to like make sure that
No, like, one can steal his semen.
Yeah. Because it's like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. And, like, they go in and then they, like, take the condom and, like, you know. But, like, you put hot sauce in it, it's going to, like, prevent that from happening.
And they can't squish it in there if it's spicy.
Yeah. Well, that would, I feel like that would sting, too. In your pH. Fuck your pH up.
All bad.
Yeah.
You got to worry about the pH.
Yeah. Speaking about our ongoing segment, Election 2024 Watch, Biden, Biden 81 says the key to his marriage with Jill is, quote, good sex. Which is like his communications person,
100%,
home run,
1,000%.
Just like he might not like know where he is or what year it is, or like he's talking about like meeting with people that have been dead for like 30 years, but he's like, I plow Jill real good. Yeah.
The note that I had written, I just wrote, Biden getting topped off freaky style, which. Back in the day, they were doing a lot more stuff, you know. Think? Yeah, 100%.
You think things have gotten more things. Tame now?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like it's the opposite of that.
No. Mm-mm.
It was like more... You're constantly working on it. Yeah. I'm having the greatest sex with my wife. Oh, I'm just plowing her.
Yeah.
Hours and hours. It's amazing. It's the greatest. People are saying that I have the best sex with my wife. I'm Joe Biden.
He should release footage to prove it.
Just there's like shots of him like tripping up the stairs at Air Force One or like falling off his
bike.
Think
I'm old now?
And then it's just plowing, just going to town like Sting style.
I want to see reverse pile driver Joe Biden on Jill.
There's like a video leaking of him like holding Jill up, having like standing sex. Mm-hmm. His German Shepherd's like barking. Yeah, he's like, shut up. I'm plowing your mother right now. Give me a sec, please. Give me 2 hours and I'll be done, maybe.
How is his dog biting all those people?
Yeah.
24, champ, champion. 24 separate occasions the White House dog bit Secret Service agents.
Well, that's not counting the Secret Service incidents.
Oh, really?
That's 24 non-Secret Service. So you're talking like... in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
A dog's got problems.
Or, well, I mean, like, maybe that is the Secret Service right there.
Well,
he's a service dog.
Yeah. Well, also think about it. Like, if you're a German Shepherd, it's like in your blood to, like, you know, you're kind of like, not aggressive, but you're smart.
Yeah.
Secret Service guys are scary. They all look the same. They all got black sunglasses on. They all have shit coming out of their ears. Yeah. You don't know what it is. They're wearing the same suits.
They're on edge at all times. So it's like, I would be suspicious of those
guys
too.
They're like tense, and dogs can like sense anxiety and shit.
100%.
I just figured it out. Actually, I cracked it open. The cocaine? That was the dog's cocaine. And now he's not allowed to have cocaine anymore.
Oh,
and he's still on a fit.
Going through withdrawals and shit.
Yeah, exactly. He's just fucking going wild because he can't get his cocaine.
Yeah. My uncle... This is the dog. My uncle Hunter, he used to give me the best shit, but now I can't have it anymore. People are saying it's really fucked up. Yeah.
One of the notes that I had was Jersey Mike's employees are doing amazing things. I don't know what that's in reference to.
That was from this week. You wrote a note this week and immediately don't even know the context of it.
I don't know.
Were you at Jersey Mike's?
I think I saw a video of a Jersey Mike's
employee. I like
employee.
This. This is kind of a fun little like mystery flavor.
What was I thinking when I wrote that down?
Because we've given Jersey Mike's shout-outs before.
They're a great sandwich.
Yeah.
They are. They're a good sandwich. And everybody in there is like 90% of my experiences are always like really nice, really quick. They try to do a good job.
That's what I'm saying. They're doing amazing things. They're doing God's work.
Or did you get like Subway this week and you're like, God, this place sucks. I love Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
Was you got foot-long cookies now. Did you guys see that?
Dude.
Foot-long cookies?
Yeah. There's a little, it's like a cookie tube. And it's like the size of a sub.
Subway, the $5 footlong and the $5 Caesar's Hot and Ready got me through college. Straight up. That and like Costco drink. Like the $1.50 hot dog drink. That was like, oof. Yeah, when I was on, what do they call it? Not student loans, financial aid.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, like my financial aid check, it's not coming for 2 months and I got no money. Like I'm pawning shit and I'm getting like eight $5 Caesar's Hot and Ready's and just stack them in the fridge for the next, like, month. Yeah. They don't have, but, like, yeah, I can't go to Subway. I haven't been to Subway, like, since college because, like, I've heard bad things. I don't want it to taint my vision of what Subway was, you know?
Exactly.
You mean, wait, I don't.
Subway's good.
$5 footlongs. Okay, that was, so you like, have a good huge memory of
Subway.
Yeah.
They came out with all those child rape charges, and you're like, I'm still good. I'm still good.
I really like,
I just don't want to go back to taint the image of Subway.
He's like, hasn't I really like Jared as a spokesman. Those pants were a big inspiration for me.
Yeah. He lost a lot of weight just, you know, using Subway and his aids, you know? But,
Or, I mean, we've covered this, right?
What,
Jared? Having sex with kids makes you lose weight?
No.
I mean...
Go on.
I'm just saying, you know, I think everybody agrees he did not lose all of his weight just from eating Subway, right? Like, before we thought it was probably exercise. Maybe he was, you know, getting stuff and eating right elsewhere. But then we find out that he's having sex with kids and nobody connects the dots. That's how he lost his weight?
I don't think he was having sex with kids. I think he just was looking at a little bit of child porn and got caught.
I think there was like molesting.
He went to Thailand and fucking like went to those fucking crazy like 9-year-old brothels.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that the Subway advertisements were like, he weighed a fucking ton.
Yeah.
He would walk like a mile to Subway every day and get a sub and eat it and walk home. And like that was the like, oh, be like Jared, you know, Subway, eat fresh. But yeah, no, I don't support Subway because of that and Jared Vogel. Fogel,
sure,
with an F.
Yeah,
but yeah, dude, the $5 foot long, that $5 foot long, any, dude, you can't. What does a foot long cost nowadays?
It's like $14.
Ugh, kill me. And the, you know, the ingredients are worse.
Yeah,
and it's like 10 inches now.
It was like the Jersey Mike sandwiches are like 8 inches, and they're like. Maybe like $9 to $12.
Mm-hmm.
It's not terrible.
And they're made with love.
Mm. The Philly, I had a Philly cheesesteak there for the first time. It was really fucking good.
Jersey Philly?
Yeah.
Nice.
Really good. Highly recommend it. Try it out.
I've never gotten any of their hot sandwiches.
They're good.
Totally related. Guys, the war in Ukraine just had its 2-year anniversary.
I saw that too. That's crazy.
It feels like it started like 5 months ago.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
2 years?
I saw that too and was like, no, fucking 2 years? No, that can't be right.
Right? No way. One thing that I think is going to be totally lost to history was, so 2 years ago, 2022, right? Mm-hmm. So like the election in 2020 happens, and then like 6 months before the Ukraine invasion, the White House and like the CIA came out with this like dossier and like all of this proof that Russia was going to like preemptively invade Ukraine, and they were going to say that Ukraine attacked, blah blah blah, and like they released it, like they like they didn't release all of it at once, they like leaked it out little by little by little, and like what happened is like exactly what they said was going to happen. But like, do you guys remember when that went down?
Yeah, I do.
No.
That was like so impressive from like a
diplomatic
standpoint of just like leaking the information.
I wouldn't say that's like a diplomatic. That was like just spy shit. That was like, we like our spy shit was like, all right, we actually fucking nailed
like we've
that.
Got a high source or multiple. Yeah. But it's like definitely this is what's gonna happen and when it's gonna happen, and it was like exactly as it was predicted.
Yeah.
And it's still people are like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Crazy.
We should be more smart.
I saw an article too that was interesting that it's like Russia's economy is so like entrenched in the war now that if they win or they lose, they're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
So it's like they don't even want the war to go anywhere from an economic standpoint. And it's like, oh, God, that's like.
Yeah.
It's like welcome to the club, brothers.
You know? Here in America, when we go to war, we make money off of it, you know.
That's the other thing is our debt is start. I mean, like our debt's always been concerning.
Yeah.
But now that it's like exceeding the GDP.
Just kick the can. Print more.
5 to 10 years, I think.
Easy. Make that money machine go brrr.
Yeah. Well, soft landing. There's gonna be a soft landing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the world's, like I said last time, the world's ending. We're all going to fucking die. Who cares?
I wanna
see
it's
doomsday.
It.
Yeah, just fucking make it. I just want to see the bombs on the horizon. You know? That's the goal.
Yeah. I want to just know how it ends.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I was there.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool, being able to make it to the end of human history.
Yeah.
What an accomplishment.
Like, oh, it's going to be a big earthquake, or like, asteroid. It's like, no. Like
an idiot, you got wrong.
Yeah, then that happened.
And it's like, I don't even want to wait till I'm like old. Like, I'm ready now. You know?
Yeah, end it now.
Like, one, like if there's a chance, yeah, like, I feel like I've seen enough already. Yeah. Like, I'm ready.
Yeah, exactly. It would be sad, but it's not like, I'm not like a 5-year-old kid. You know, like, I've experienced life.
If I was in middle school, I'd be pissed.
That'd be a problem.
You know?
Probably still never gotten laid.
And plus, if there's a chance of any, like, post-apocalyptic survival, like, we're in prime post-apocalyptic survival age.
You said that, and
Yeah.
You can't even walk.
I can walk. We're going to play racquetball.
Yeah.
We're not in prime age. We're starting to be too old. We're going to get eaten by the fucking radioactive bears.
No.
You can't outrun it.
Well, like, Shane's fucked because he can only move as fast as the baby.
Yeah.
You know?
He can carry the baby.
Whoa.
Leanne's going to be
like, okay, say it's like zombies, and it's like, we got to all be quiet. You know, like, Oscar's good. Yeah. He won't ever make a sound unless I tell him to.
Yep.
But, like, the baby starts crying. It's like, oh, dude, I don't know. That baby.
That's fair.
Oscar's guarding us while we're sleeping. He stays up all night, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just chewing on his squeaker toys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby related. This is the last news article I have, so we have to, like,
I got some stuff.
I might know what article this is. You figured out that Shane was just had a kid to flex on the gays? Or.
No. Oh, but go on.
I figured. So Shane, you know, he was like, yeah, sure, I want a kid. Yeah. He was pretending all that stuff. I think it was because he's so homophobic. We all know this.
Yes.
And he was doing it just to flex on the gays, and now that he's had the kid and he has flexed on the gays, and it's just become so routine that it's just, I don't know.
Yeah,
he's not even here anymore.
Shane, he's here. Do you want to defend that? No, Zach nailed it. Okay, well, you heard it here.
That
first.
Was a nod. Yeah.
Yeah. Shane gave us 2 thumbs up.
Yep.
Yeah, crazy. The article that I was talking about was, murderous Ohio mom lounges on Puerto Rican beach after abandoning their tiny daughter for 10 days. So this mother had a 10-month-old girl and left her in her crib for 10 days so she could go on vacation, and the little girl, like, starved to death. And she's going to jail.
Yeah.
How do you enjoy that vacation?
Well, I mean...
Like, you
clearly enjoy, like, the premise is you're a psychopath. Mm. How do you enjoy that vacation? Quite easily. Yeah. You're a psychopath.
Yeah.
Some people just weren't meant to be mothers, I feel. And this is a perfect example of that.
She's not
meant to be a mother. Like, it's just so fucking, like, you should have been put down way earlier in your life. You're just clearly not up to snuff intellectually.
Dude, but, like, having your baby die of hunger,
yeah,
that's like over like 10 days. That's,
what did you think was gonna fucking happen? You know, that's where it's just like, all right, you're not just a bad mother, you're a fucking idiot. Like, what did you think was gonna happen?
Yeah, like, the baby's not gonna be able to open the Gerber food jars when you're not there.
You just set it out next to it, and we'll figure it out.
You fill, like, a big gerbil, like, water thing that's got, like, the metal ball in it with Gerber baby food. That's going to get clogged up. Like,
you ask how you can enjoy that vacation. I think it's sort of the thing where you, like, you have a lot of, you have a vacation scheduled. Something comes up with work. You have a lot of work on your plate. And then you just go on vacation and you just leave work at home.
Or it's like her, she's like, you know what? I shouldn't have had this baby. I'm not that smart, so I can't think of a lot of options. Like, this 10-day vacation is going to be, like, my last hurrah. And then I'm going to go to jail forever. So I'm going to live it up.
Maybe.
Yeah.
3 hots in a cot, you know?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, you know? Yeah. That was a pretty gnarly story.
Yeah, come on, dude.
10 days.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Guys, the SAG Awards is going on right now.
Yeah.
Or they went on. And I didn't realize that Fran Drescher was the president
of SAG. Yeah.
And I think that is such a good move, because when they go into all the negotiations, you have to talk with lawyers. It's just Fran Drescher, hot. beautiful woman and her annoying voice.
We gotta get paid way more. Yeah.
And like I see, you know, I was like, wow, that is such a good move on the actor's parts.
It should be her and like Gilbert Godfrey.
Yes. Like, R.I.P. to the legend.
Oh, I forgot he died. Yeah. That's why she's president.
Oh, they had to
get it was Gilbert Godfrey. Yeah.
They had to get a more annoying voice. Yeah. But beautiful woman, terrible voice. Love her to pieces.
Yeah.
I think that the spicy food, like peppers, you know how people are into like all the, like finding the hottest fucking bullshit that they can. I think that it should just kill people. Like you should.
It did. That's why I wasn't allowed to do the hot chip challenge.
But it should kill more people.
You're upset that not enough people are dying.
Yes.
Okay.
Like make a pepper so spicy that it kills the person that consumes it.
Like 100% of the time.
100%.
Okay, well, isn't that just like, do we basically have that? It's like cyanide.
But it's not spicy.
How would you know?
It's not pepper.
We need to get some cyanide.
Yeah.
Or you make a pepper that's like, you know, those like Japanese blowfish where mm-hmm. it's like it has to be cut by like a master yep. chef or else they'll poison themselves. It's like that, but with the chili pepper. Yeah.
I do want to eat one of those someday.
The blowfish?
Yeah. Where it's just like such a fucking roll of the dice.
And it like numbs your tongue.
Yeah. That sounds chill.
They make it so hot that it's like, well, somebody might be able to survive it theoretically, but it's killed everybody that's tried it.
Yeah.
So like, well, do you want to be the one to like claim you can pull the sword from the stone and eat this pepper? Mm. It could be you. And then all those guys just die.
I feel like if you actually eat it and survive, then you're like fucking king or something.
Yeah, you.
Right? Like you have to have a system in place to.
Yes, you get a crown. You are the spiciest.
You get your picture on a wall somewhere.
Yeah, you're the spiciest boy alive. I ate the hottest pepper. All I got was this T-shirt. Yeah.
I survived, but it's like underlined, bolded, italicized, survived.
Yep.
I think it could be a good loophole to like euthanasia laws, mm-hmm. you know? You're like, hey, I'm not going around killing people, okay?
They're just eating peppers.
I'm giving them peppers if they want them. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not charging them. It's just like, hey, do you want this pepper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eat this pepper.
And if it's not on like, you know, schedule one, whatever, then it's like, okay, you know? If we're not allowed to smoke weed, but we can kill people with peppers, it's like, maybe we gotta rethink our laws a little bit.
You survive and you enter like a state of euphoria, and you just, you're having the best time forever.
You're like, you become Buddha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I have no want for physical possessions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you go and sit under a tree like those monks. And survive for 300 years.
You know that like old phrase where it's like all of man's problems stem from his inability to sit in a room alone and do nothing? It's like that. You've eaten the pepper and now you can just chill.
I love sitting alone in my room.
Doing nothing?
Well, I mean,
you need internet. Games, yeah. But it's like, you know, that comes from the reason why we need money is to be able to have internet to play, you know. It's like, but if you could just sit there and do nothing and just, like, be totally zen, like, you do not need a job.
We need food still. Well, water.
Mm. Arguable.
Yeah.
Kind of on, like, the same sort of tip. What are you... Don't look at my notes. They're fucking my notes. Get your own notes.
Stories from you.
I saw this guy who was doing like food challenges, but he was doing them at his home. So he was challenging himself to like food challenges and recording it. And I was thinking, there's no accountability. You can't, there's no
witness. He's by himself.
He's like, yeah, I'm gonna eat this. He had like a giant, like 15-inch sandwich, a whole thing of family sized Doritos. And then like,
was there any editing done?
It it was, but it kind of wasn't. It was like fast forwarded.
It's kind of a yes or no thing. There's no
image. It was edited.
Well,
then.
you could still doctor it though.
Yeah. There's ways to make it look like it wasn't edited.
Hey AI, make me look like a fucking champion.
Yeah. And it's like he did it, but I just questioned his integrity the entire time.
Yeah.
Because you need to be doing food challenges, members food in a restaurant, people around.
But that's also fake too.
Mm.
I'm kind of on the opposite way. Like, that guy's the only one who's got respect for the game left. Enough to, like, do it on his own by himself without an audience. That's true love of the game.
I have a personal thing that happened with... Not personal, but, like... there was this guy that I went to college with, and there was this restaurant where everybody lived where they would have this big calzone challenge that, like, so few people completed. It was like you have an hour to eat like 10 pounds of this calzone, and it's like all bread and cheese and like greasy and it's hot. And he tried to do it, didn't get close, but they had reached out to the Man versus Food guy. It's like, hey, we got this challenge. You want to do it? And basically the response was like, we've like crunched the numbers and it's like not worth him coming because the success rate is so low that like he won't be able to do it. And he's like not interested. So it's like he doesn't just accept any challenge. No. It's like
he's a fighter. You pick fights you think you're going to win.
Yeah. But it's like, come on. It's like climbing the easy side of Everest.
Yeah.
You know?
Call him a pussy.
Like, come on. Yeah. Like, if you're going to do it, like, fucking do it for reals.
I think that's smart. You should just do ones you think you can win.
I would literally be the worst at food challenges. I can't.
I guarantee I'd be worse.
I can't. I'd feel sick after. I don't know. It's just I have no desire.
Yeah, I got
good. We all know that we can't eat until you pass out. Let me tell
that
you.
That sounds terrible. You did that.
Yeah.
It was like Greek food.
I did
food
that
or
on
something.
Accident.
You got too much food delivered to you or something?
I ate a pizza, a whole pizza.
Okay.
And then, like.
What kind of pizza were you talking
about? Like, probably like barbecue chicken pizza.
No, like, were you talking large, like Costco?
Domino's large.
Okay, that's pretty good.
It's good. Respectable.
Like 14, 16 inches, something like that?
Yeah. And then I ate something after that.
You don't even know. It was just a haze.
And then we were playing video games, and I was like, oh. My vision just started, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, I'm going to die alone at my computer with, like, an empty box of pizza. And they're going to be like, yeah, he ate too much pizza. Yeah.
That's the end.
Yeah.
I hope you die alone from pizza. That'd be good.
It's a good death. Yeah. You know, in Legends of the Fall, classic, maybe my favorite Brad Pitt movie.
He's the most handsome in that movie for sure.
Yeah, he plays Tristan in it. Oh, dude. It's like Frontier. Anthony Hopkins is in it, and he has like a stroke towards the end. He's like, Anthony Hopkins. But they live with this like Native American guy who's like very spiritual, and he like raises Brad Pitt to be like that as well and like respect nature and shit. And the last scene of the movie is like Brad Pitt's in his like 60s, 70s. He's out in the middle of the woods doing nothing, and he gets like attacked by a bear, and he like fights the bear to the death. And it's like you hear the Native American voice go like, it was a good death. And it's like, yeah, me eating a pizza, a whole pizza, and dying it was honorable.
You're right.
Put that on my gravestone.
This is like probably most handsome Brad Pitt.
Oh, with the long hair.
Yeah.
He's a dreamboat.
Yeah, he's super handsome here.
And looking sick in like fucking Western gear and shit.
And like all the women in the movie like want to marry him.
Yeah, he's fucking, that's a handsome brother
boy. Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's a hottie.
You're gay if you don't like Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Something wrong with you.
For reals. So a lot of people are saying that the Biden administration is going to legalize marijuana sometime this summer to like help with their like election odds. Mm-hmm. So sick if they do that.
Yeah.
Like just declassify it. Legalize. Like it's not like a Schedule 1, you know?
Well, and then you just tax it and then that's good for the economy.
Kind of makes sense. And anybody who's against legalizing weed most likely wasn't going to vote for Biden in the first place.
Yeah.
Just demographically.
Yeah.
Yeah, might be a good move. We'll see.
Well, like 82% of Americans think weed should be
decriminalized. Yeah, it's like the same number for like gun control laws, and that shit doesn't happen.
Yeah. So. True. But it doesn't have to be, it can be executive ordered. Whereas gun laws can't.
Yeah, really? There's not something in the Constitution that says weed is illegal.
Well, like the Second Amendment right to bear, it's like pretty clear.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that's fair.
But there's not like, you know, the right to declassify. It's like, it's not on there. Narcotics.
I mean, they made alcohol illegal.
Constitution's written on hemp, brother.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Is that actually true? I feel like I've heard that before, and I feel like that's one where it's like,
is it though?
It might not be true, but that's what they say.
It's a big cash crop back in the day. I think
Thomas Jefferson had like a hemp farm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was hella faded all the time.
Yep.
Raping slaves.
Yeah.
I was talking about it the other day with Brandon, and it's like, I wish we had gotten done surfing and... Like, back in the day, it used to be we would get done surfing, get out of water, and then just, like, kind of smoke a doob in the parking lot. And it's like, I can't do that now.
Why?
It's too strong.
Well, plus you're, like, weird anti-drug guy now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I also like that it was, like, anytime, it's like, we're talking about Thomas Jefferson and slaves, and then you start with, like, I wish, and it's like, oh, where's this going? Like, this could
be fucking... He's not racist or sexist anymore.
No, yeah.
I cleared he that stopped smoking weed, and he saw through his clouded mind.
Yeah.
Well, why can't you do that now?
I just would get too faded. I'd get scared. Mm. But I like the idea of doing that.
It's like a CBD joint, then. It's basically what it is. You like the idea of it.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
Dude, I'm telling you, the weed drinks... I might not, like, smoke weed anymore.
Thank you. They're so chill, right?
Dude, the best. And it's, like, it's tasty.
Yeah.
And it, like... Like, with edibles, it's like you take them and you're like, oh, I don't know. And then, like, an hour or two and you're like, fuck, I took too many. But, like, with the weed drink, you drink one and it's like you're feeling it as you're drinking it. It's, like, chill.
Yeah.
It's never too, like, gnarly, too. It's just, like, the most mellow. You get stoned, but it's not, like... Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the drink.
And I can, like, have one.
You can
and,
have
like,
two,
I'm feeling
too.
Great.
You
can have two. I haven't done that yet, but...
You can.
Yeah.
Have you had two?
Yeah.
Were you really stoned?
Was it like two back to back, or were you like sipping like, two?
It was on the mountain too, so it was one in the morning, and then one maybe like an hour later. And it's like I was faded, but I'm like still snowboarding and still like talking to my friends, terrified of strangers. But you know that's how that goes.
I might bring some weed drinks for the mountain.
I'm going to too. Those things are fucking sick.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go fucking up to the mountains with you boys.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for that.
Me too.
Same.
That'll be so much fun.
Yeah, my birthday.
It's gonna be Willie's birthday.
That's right.
Birthday with the boys.
We should think about getting reservations for things. I don't know how far in advance we can do that, but...
What do you want to get reservations for?
Like a restaurant?
We could do it. We're there.
Like Wednesday, Thursday.
Like, Thursday it won't be that would be bad. Easy as fuck to do, probably.
Yeah.
Saturday would be hard. Mm-hmm. Friday would probably be in between.
I can't
wait. Where do you want to go, though? Like, I don't even... There's nothing I, like, really need to go to.
No, not really. I just, like, was... We've tried to, like, do it in the past, and it's, like...
We've always gone out somewhere. Like, the sushi place,
We have more people than we have in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually, like, three or four we mob with.
Yeah. I'm excited, though. It should be fun.
Me too. As long as there's no upstate storm.
Well, I think it is actually supposed to be raining around that time.
Raining?
It'll be raining. We're getting rain down here. I don't know. Might be
snow. We're not
snow
even in like
there.
The 10-day forecast yet, are we?
I follow the... I look at where the jets are, like, flying over and where they're doing the...
Oh, okay.
I look at, like, scheduled flights.
What do they call those? When they dump the...
Chemtrail thing?
Chemtrails, yeah. Okay.
They're cloud seeding.
It looks like it's snowing tomorrow.
It's snowing Thursday
to blizzard.
Sunday. Oh, yeah. Monday it's snowing 90%. Then Thursday to Sunday it snows. And then we only got up to Tuesday, but... We'll see.
There'll be snow.
We're gonna get...
There's already a lot of snow.
Yeah, we're gonna hit it perfect, I think.
All the chairs are open. Hell yeah.
I mean, the only thing, like, snow is fine. It's just no fucking wind, please.
Rain would be shitty.
Rain would be
slushy on the mountain.
We'll keep the chairs open. If it's wind, though, that's the only time where shit gets bad.
Yeah.
Well, and then you just go to the other side of the mountain where it's not windy, Zach. Grow up, dude. You've been there.
June?
We're going to Mammoth, bud.
What are you talking about the other side of the mountain? Are you just the back side of Mammoth?
Yeah, you go on, like, the Eagle side.
How do you get there? Are you... No, they close down all the chairs when it's windy. We were there.
No. When are you talking about?
Last year. We were in there for a blizzard. We didn't basically go snowboarding at all. There was like two chairs open most
days. Yeah, it was fine.
No, it was not.
You don't have an icon pass, do you?
No, I didn't. I should have got one. It would have been financially...
You would have broken even.
I would have gotten broken positive.
Oh, really?
Because yeah. I've already gone 3 days. We'll do three more. I think it's like four to break even.
I'm breaking positive on this trip.
Yeah. Same.
Sure.
It'll be fun. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Shane's going, bringing the baby. Mm-hmm.
Woo! Taking lessons, father-son lessons.
The photos that he's been posting of that child are fucking so good.
Yeah. His boy's got nice chubby cheeks.
Yeah.
Good, healthy, chubby cheek boy.
He's a beautiful boy. Beautiful baby boy. But that's all I'm going to say about that.
So there was this article that's been going around this morning that's like I've seen on a few different websites. There's this new book coming out that's talking about how touchy-feely parenting and therapy have created the loneliest, most helpless, depressed, fearful young people ever.
I believe that.
Yeah.
There's something to just like...
Raising kids to be bitches.
Yeah, there's something to just like, okay, go outside now.
Eat dirt.
And like, yeah.
Yeah.
Go run around.
Yeah, the internet is amazing, but it is also creating like the most socially isolated generation. And just like a screen time from like the moment you're out of the womb.
100%.
Yeah.
And it's also, it's not just like the kids are getting screen time, but the kids are watching the parents get the screen time. It's like when you're younger and you see like your dad or mom like drinking a beer and you're like, oh, beer, oh my God. Yeah. But it's like with the screen, it's like, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the phones.
But yeah, it's interesting because like the boomers, like they fucking had it all. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, here's generational wealth we're passing down. Like, here's, you know, you get to dirty your knees outside, mm-hmm. you know, biggest economic boom ever. And then they were like, yeah, fuck our kids, dude. We don't give a shit, you know? And then their kids are now having kids of their own that are, like, bubble wrapping them and, like, you know, doing all this kind of shit. It's like, I wonder what they're going to grow up to be.
Obviously a dichotomy, right? Like,
yeah.
We opened the story with somebody who obviously didn't bubble wrap their kid at all.
Yeah.
And that didn't go so great. So.
Well, I mean, that meant... but, like, that mentality of, like... like still being a child, that's childish behavior from like a mother, right?
Yeah,
it's like you can kind of argue that that's like part of this. Mm. They also say that like every three generations like needs a war to like bring people back to reality, because like we had World War II and everyone was like, damn, that shit sucked, like we shouldn't do that again. And then it was like UN, you know, United Nations, and like let's prevent this from happening. And now you get people like, you know, Trump who like avoided going to Vietnam, and it's like, yeah, we should fucking go to war with everybody, dude. War is sick, like, you know, like, and it's like, well, we should all live through it again and be like, you know what, life is better without war.
I don't think we need to do that. I feel like we can just come to the conclusion that war sucks without having to go to war. I've never been to a war, and I'm pretty sure it's terrible.
I'd be
hard to convince otherwise.
You're a coward.
But like you're educated, like, you know, but like you can understand that. Whereas you have like, you know, alt-right gravy SEALs, like fucking, yeah, I'm gonna shoot my AR-15 and I'm afraid of everything. And then you go to war and you're like, actually, there's not a whole lot I need to be afraid of here on the home front. You know, things are pretty good. I don't know. We need war.
Yeah,
is what Corey's saying.
Yep, 100%.
And Shane's in agree. Yep, Shane agrees.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'll be the first one, front lines, ready to die.
Only if we're fighting bugs.
Yeah.
Oh, I have. Here's some good news. So Tom Cruise.
We love the boy, Tom Cruise. Tom.
They just announced that he's going to star in. Like, he's been doing action movies for the longest time.
Yeah.
And like back in the 90s he did like some drama shit like Eyes Wide Shut and fantastic. Like, you know, he's going back to his dramatic chops and he's doing a movie with Iñárritu, the guy that did The Revenant with Leo DiCaprio, Birdman. He did like a bunch of other kind of like dark, gritty independent movies.
Yeah.
He's teaming up with Tom Cruise to do some new like drama movie.
I'm down 100%. Yeah.
So that should be sick.
Super. I love Tom so much.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get a good sex scene. It's been a while since we got a good Tom Cruise sex scene.
He's going to do his own stunts in the dramatic
movie. In the bedroom?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know he'll do his own dramatic stunts. Or if it's like, fuck, we need someone to like cry in the background. And Tom Cruise is like, no, I don't cry.
Yeah.
It's in the contract. I can't show any vulnerable emotionality.
I wonder what's in his contract, really. You know? Zach, what do you think?
I was just thinking that if he's got to do a lot of sex stunts, they should get Biden in there to just kind of get some...
As a consultant.
Yeah, consulting, so they can get like the real crazy shit.
That's crass.
That's crass? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. This podcast is much more elevated than that. You're right.
Grow up, dude. Fuck.
I reached the end of streaming shows. I'm back. Sopranos. I'm doing another rewatch.
Oh, yeah.
I started it last night. I was like, here we go.
Yeah, you're on like episode 6 or 7 already, too.
Yeah. Well, it's like I've seen it so many times that it's like a great background.
Yeah,
because like I know what this episode, you know, it's like I'm going to watch the parts I want to watch. Yeah.
It's one of the funniest shows of all time, I would say.
Well, yeah. You just have to know that going into it that, like, these guys are, like, fucked up and evil. Yeah. But it's, like, sometimes it's fun to root for the bad guy, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, Breaking Bad, Sopranos. Yeah. Plus, I, like...
He was the first show to, like, really do that, right?
He was the first, like, anti-hero on television.
Sort of like a Clint Eastwood situation.
Yeah.
In a throwback.
Plus, I kind of like how he breathes. He's such a heavy breather. And, like, sometimes I catch myself breathing like that. I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
Tony Soprano.
I'm Tony Soprano.
Bada bing.
It makes me want cold cuts. Like a fridge full of cold cuts.
Gabagool. Yeah.
I fuck with that shit, too.
Especially when, you know, having worked at a butcher shop where you open... It's not in, like, a container, like a Ziploc. It's literally you're just unfolding paper.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, yeah.
And then you just fold it back up.
Yep.
Damn. You should get sandwiches.
Shane Gillis hosted SNL last night.
I saw that.
Did he? I thought he was, like, banned from doing shit like that.
So he was going to be on SNL. They, like, announced him as a cast member a few years ago. And then before... Like, right when it announced, all these, like, jokes and tweets came up. That he had, like, some anti-Asian jokes. I wouldn't even call him anti-Asian, but he's, like, a comedian. And he, like, made some, like, racist, like, Asian jokes. And Bowen Yang was, like, he came out and he was, like, you know, I can't judge him as a comedian, you know, like, because... Mm-hmm. Comedians say edgy shit, and if it's funny, it's funny. And he's like, but like, I was kind of offended by some of the stuff he said. And so he got pulled from SNL, and then he's been like crushing it, gone viral. He's good, does his own like sketch comedy shows and shit. Huge comedic career.
Yeah.
And then they asked him to host it, and I guess last night he hosted it, and he went, his opening monologue was like filled with jokes about race and gays and Down syndrome, and like half the people in the audience were like, ooh, and the other half were like, fuck yeah, this is hilarious.
I watched the monologue specifically.
Oh, after, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And based on like, he recycled like a little bit of material from his like stand up.
Yeah.
But it wasn't anything like terrible.
Yeah.
It wasn't as edgy as it was made out to be.
Yes. It's blown out of proportion completely.
That's fair. That's what you expect.
Like, I feel like Chappelle is way more anti-trans than like Gillis is. But like, one of the jokes was, he was like, as you can tell looking at me, like, I do have a lot of family in, I do have a lot of people in my family that have Down syndrome. And he like pause, like people start laughing. He's like, I dodged that bullet real good. He's like, whoa, it's coming at me, you know. But I don't know, his special was hilarious.
He looked like super nervous in the monologue.
Yeah.
And he, it like, he was, could tell that he was like kind of bombing, and he was like leaning into that a little bit.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you guys aren't really enjoying this one.
Yeah. Thought, which I love. Would, yeah. I love it when comedians do that. Like, Norm Macdonald was really good at that.
100%.
Of just like,
I don't give a fuck. Like, oh, you're uncomfortable? You think you're uncomfortable now?
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. You know? Leaning into it. Yeah. Yeah.
It was really good. I thought it was funny.
Need to watch it. His Trump impression is the best.
100%. There was a couple good sketches, but I think that in all the sketches that like he writes himself are better. There was a couple good ones, but I think that he writes better sketches.
He's the one that does himself. That, like the joke about how, like when terrorists blow shit up, it's just like
yeah.
a human reaction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then when we kill people, it's just like yeah, clear.
Yeah.
That's a good angle.
Like, yeah, it's like the mission is to wipe out this like wedding of 50 people, and it's like you push the button. Eradicated, clear. Mission yeah. Returning to base.
Those are the fucking psychopaths. Yeah, that's a good angle. I like that.
That is like really fucking people up. I don't know if you've like heard about.
I've been making fun of Mike for that for since fucking 10 years ago.
Yeah. What?
Drones? I was at his wedding and there was a drone pilot there, and like he obviously has like a lot of pilot friends, and like talking to all of them, like joking about war crimes and shit, and trying to keep it lighthearted. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking about that, but it's like the one drone pilot guy, Mike, was like, "Hey, like." That shit's real, and explained it to me. Like, yeah, the drone pilots, like, they're having trouble because they can't compartmentalize. It's not like a, oh, this is my tour separate from my regular life. It's like they go bomb a village and then come home and say hi to their kids, and it's like creating this huge fucking mental problem for a lot of them. And it was, yeah.
See, I can do that shit so easy.
Yeah, that's agreed. No fucking way.
Well, this kind of goes back to like the bubble wrap generation, right? Yeah. Like, you have. People, dad, grandparents on the front line, like they're mowing through people, like on the front lines, like watching bullets like rip through flesh and like hearing it and smelling it and like living it. And then you have like the drone operator that's using like a fucking Xbox controller that's like A button. And it's like,
yeah, but I mean, there's obviously key distinctions. One of them is like. I mean, those people that you're talking about, like the ones on the front line, it's not like they came back okay.
No.
They were like also very fucked up.
For sure. And this was before like therapy was widely accepted. Yeah,
just fucking suppress it.
Like, rub some dirt on it. Yeah, get exactly. back in there, Private Miller.
Yeah. But like at the same time, like they didn't get like a top-down view of the entire family. Like they were soldiers. You're shooting at soldiers. And obviously they're bombing villages and then doing other shit too. But it's like it's not necessarily a... Like, you don't get that same kind of view of, like, when you blow up a family's house.
But the drone operators are signing up to do it.
Yeah.
You were talking about people that were drafted against their will to, like, go and do it. These people are like, yeah, I want to go do this. And then they see how the fucking butter is made and they're like,
Yeah.
Oh, I want my college paid for. Yeah. All I got to do is blow up a couple people.
You can't blame them. Like, you've seen those fucking army marketing campaigns. It's like, be a hero. Join a team. Sick. And they're like doing like, this cool Call of Duty shit. Yeah. They're fucking.
This is very similar to the ACAB line of like, you signed up to be a fucking cop, like you're like, you know what you signed up for, to like be a shitty person, like be the shitty person and don't complain about it.
That's a tough stance.
No,
it's
absolutely not.
For all the enlisted,
yes
wow,
baby killers, they're signing up to do it. Like,
they don't know that they're doing that though.
Yes they are.
I think ignorance is an excuse in this point where they just don't get it.
If you're actively like, I want to be in the military. No, you're signing up to kill people. You're signing up to blow shit up. Like, that's the job.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. It's like you like become a plumber and you're like, water. I didn't know water was involved. And it's like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look. I don't think anybody's saying that they didn't know that that was involved. I don't think anybody's joining the military and being like, wait, we shoot missiles at people? Like, that doesn't happen.
No, and that's what I'm saying.
I mean, it probably does every once in a while.
It filters out the good people.
Yeah,
that's fair. You know? Yeah. And like, it is what it is.
I don't know. I understand how people get caught up in it. Those commercials are exciting. You're like, wait, I can be a hero? Wait, I can do something with my
life? Everybody knows.
I don't know.
And
I get
it's in some like deep dark secret that like people like, die.
You're in the Midwest. Patriotism is chill. Fucking pro-America. Everywhere else sucks. You see these commercials, you're fucking dropping out of high school, you got nothing else to do. What are you going to do? Fucking, why not?
Anything else.
Work at the 7-Eleven.
Go to trade school.
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
Like, these people are bloodthirsty, dude.
No, not everybody who joins the military is bloodthirsty. Yes. Everyone I know in the military is, like, some of the sweetest people.
No.
Yes.
Until you get them in a corner.
Thick candy shell, dude. Yeah. Deep down, no, they're like, yeah.
You don't think that there's, like, recruiters out there that are just, like, saying lies and tricking people into
absolutely.
The military? That was, like, what happened with a buddy I grew up with. His recruiter was a fucking dickhead and told him, like, oh, it's going to be all this great shit. He didn't really know what he was going to go do with his life. And then he fucking did a couple tours in Iraq and got blown up a couple times.
Well, yeah. It's like, you're an idiot if you don't think that that's part of being in the military.
I just don't think I hold people being an idiot, in your words, against them.
I do.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I mean, the military's fucked.
Yeah.
You know going into it that you're going, like, you sign up for the military, there's a chance you're going to be killing people.
Yeah.
A very high chance. Even if you're, like, in some backroom thing, like, you're moving chess pieces on the board, yeah. It's like, you might not be getting your hands as dirty, but, like, you're fucking coming together as a group of people and be like, how can we kill as many people as possibly can?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's math.
You're raised knowing that army men are killing army men. Yeah. Other army men.
Like,
no,
toy
my
soldiers,
army figures played nice together. No, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Toy soldiers have guns melded into them, yeah, dude. Like,
always
no,
melded.
Yeah. Not all of them. There was a guy with the flag. There was a guy pointing.
Drums. Yeah. Somebody's playing the drums.
I don't know what army figures you had. I did not have drummer boys.
If you buy the, like, super cheap green plastic bag that has, like, 100 of them, I guarantee that, like, 75 of them have weapons in their hands.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a medic. Yeah, there's a guy that's got, like, the bomb metal detector.
Minesweeper.
But, like, yeah, it's... You're gonna kill people if you sign up.
What a good representation, though. A quarter of them don't? That's what I'm saying. Why can't a quarter of the military be those people then?
Those
you
people,
hate them too.
Those people are a part of the machine that are helping to kill people.
Aren't you part of the machine though too? Because you contribute to the economy that is the American economy that funds so much of this shit. So you're complicit in a way as well.
Yeah, but I'm not like voluntarily being like, here's
you're voluntarily paying taxes.
No, I'm not. I have to pay taxes. Yes.
No, why? Nobody's.
Yeah. No. I don't want to go to jail.
Well, see.
Saving like a couple thousand dollars here and there is
you
not could,
you
worth
are
prison.
Complicit just because you're
can
a coward and don't want to go to jail.
Absolutely.
You can
not.
Leave the country.
Yeah, I can. I do. Frequently, it's
then
awesome.
Then you come back and then you pay taxes here. I'm just saying you're complicit
yeah,
as well.
The tax money that I give goes towards abortions and science and like building the roads. Yeah, no, I do. I have this thing. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I'm not signing up to like, I'm not donating money to the military.
Yes, you are. That's taxes. Straight up taxes.
No.
Yeah. I'm just saying you're complicit.
Zach's a fucking warhound.
Warhawk.
Warhawk. That's a good arc for you. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if I signed up for the military and was a drone operator, I would be hyped. Like, I can, like, live in fucking Arizona and, like, I go to, like, a fucking shipping container for, like, 8 hours a day. I do, like, one mission every now and then. Mm-hmm. It's, like, they probably have, like, counselors that you talk to, or they should
now
if
they
don't.
Do. Yeah.
I would, I don't know. I feel military's like, kind of behind on shit like that,
I
so I have
like
no
they,
idea.
Well,
they probably do now. But.
I know that they, like, debrief people, and then I feel like if you're a drone operator, there's, like, it's either required, like, therapy, but, like, counseling, you know?
Yeah. And you think that would just fix it all. You could, like, murder children, but as long as you get to talk to a lady at the end of the day, you're good.
I could separate it out if I was that kind of person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if there was a draft and it was, like, fuck, you can, like, fight on the front lines, or you can, like,
I love that when they have the draft, there's that little option.
Yeah. Well, it's like, oh, I wear glasses? Cool. Well, let's put this guy in front of a computer and make war propaganda. I'd be like, okay.
That probably would be what you'd end up doing, you know, your background and everything.
Yeah, by war bonds.
That's great.
Yeah, for sure.
I think if there was a draft, I would bail. I just don't want to have, I don't want to be part of any of that.
I would be driving the Jeep.
You want to be driving the Jeep? Like front lines?
No, the one that like drives the generals around.
You just want to be a chauffeur? One of the back line chauffeurs?
Easy.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I can see you doing that.
Yeah.
100%.
You're the Jeep driver that, like, gets out and opens the doors for the
I'm
four stars.
I'm telling jokes. I'm cracking
Nobody really knows your name. Yeah. You're just kind of that guy.
Yeah, I'm the lighthearted, like, comic relief.
Perfect. Everybody needs the comic relief.
Yeah.
What a great position.
If we were drafted and, like, couldn't flee the country, which for sure would do if that was, like, last case scenario,
I would want to be the guy that like figures out the smuggling ring.
Okay.
You know, like,
what
oh,
mean? What?
Well, like, you know how in prison there's guys that like somehow you know, they get
he's
stuff.
The fence.
Yeah. You're
yeah.
that guy.
Yeah. Like, oh, like guys on the front line, like they need cigarettes. It's like, okay, I can find those. You yeah. know.
So you would be like in the trenches with the boys.
If this is again, okay. if I had to be, if I couldn't do some like cushy backroom thing or like couldn't leave the country or like something yeah. happened.
Somehow you got put into the front lines. Yeah. That's the kind of guy you would want to be.
I would do that. Yeah. I'd be the fence. Not the fence, because that implies like just I would stealing, be the yeah. I'd be the resourceful guy.
Yeah, the what's oh, fuck.
It's like the chef in Catch-22.
Yeah.
Catch-22.
The one who bombs the base.
Yeah, but he was doing it for something else. Yeah, he essentially like has his own military. I forgot about that. That's a good-ass fucking book, man.
Corey would be the Jeep driver.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ideally, I'd want a backroom job, too. I don't know, figuring out the next big bomb or something. That would probably be...
Yeah, you would be, like, the operator
guy. Ideally. I don't know if I don't actually have the chops enough to cut it. Yeah, I'm not. But I would try to pretend to be.
Uh-huh.
See, like, that's another cushy job where... The implications are insane.
Oh yeah,
like
you got the, more blood on your hands.
Like,
than
yeah,
anybody.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's you're just crunching numbers. Like
you're
next to
in the desert
board.
In the States.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I don't have to leave the States, for yeah. me, that's kind of ideal.
You don't have to see anybody.
No. Sure, I'm killing thousands of people indirectly, yeah. but I don't have to see it.
Yeah. The largest bomb ever was dropped today. Approximately 400,000 people incinerated. You know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just like la 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 yeah. in your ears. Yeah.
Zach Johnson single-handedly saved the United States.
The parade from Mr. Johnson. Yeah, yeah. You're just in the back of a car waving while like tears streaming down your face.
If I had to be in the front lines though, if I got stuck in it, I don't know, maybe mortars
are sick.
Yeah. Or like, I mean, it would be so shitty and you'd be so fucked up, but like being the like off-site medic tent, you know, where like people
Ooh,
coming from the front line coming in, but you're like you're not saving lives.
You're like that's one of the positions where I feel like you are doing good.
Yeah,
you're not contributing to people dying,
like the Hacksaw Ridge guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do not want that job.
No,
that sounds terrible.
That's frontline medic. Yeah, no, because yeah. if I'm the enemy and I see a medic helping, I'm immediate boom.
Yeah, boom.
Really?
Oh yeah.
You don't think there would be like some inner humanity that like respect is just. Full blood in the eyes.
That guy is healing people that I've mowed down. Yeah, like he needs to be nominated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, compartmentalizing it, you know?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to do tank shit.
That seems the fucking worst. Tanks, yeah. Don't put me in a metal box.
Yeah.
No.
Well, and they're like, fuck, we need to, like, yeah. All these, you're like, on the horizon, you see all these tanks coming and these, like, guys, like, marching, and they're like, we got to take the tanks out first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to, yeah, that's actually a good point. What's the most insignificant person on the battlefield? The person that, like...
The chaplain?
Yeah. That's what I want to be. I want to be the guy that's, like, literally lowest on the list of, like, we need to kill that guy first.
I would love to be, like, an atheist signing up to give people last rites.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, dude, you're not going anywhere after this, but, like, you're going to not be in pain soon. Like, here's some morphine. Goodbye.
That's how you would take it? You'd push atheism? I kind of would just be more along the lines of, like, what do you vibe with? Let's fucking... let's play in that space right now.
Let's figure this out right now.
Yeah. No, just be like, hey, I don't know what you believe in, but whatever you do, you're going to go there soon, brother. Here you go. Morphine. Peace. See you in Valhalla. You know? Yeah, I like that. You're just spreading, like, ancient Nordic religious, you know?
Oh, I thought you were just talking about, like, being a drug dealer. That's kind of the position. I'm just pumping people full of morphine.
Dude, I feel like if you were the medic, you would be the drug dealer.
That's what you are.
Yeah. You're like,
that's true.
You're like, hey guys, pretty gnarly battle. We use up a lot of our fent. Can you just send like 5 pounds more fent than the last time, just in case, so we have it? We're not gonna use all of it, but like, you know, we need to talk about, you know, that kind of shit.
I wonder what the like field, yeah, what's like the field narcotic for like stemming pain?
Morphine.
For stemming pain, morphine for sure.
Not fentanyl.
Or like adrenaline.
I don't think fentanyl, I don't really know. What's the pharmaceutical use of fentanyl? Is it a painkiller?
I think so, yeah.
Huh.
It's an opiate.
Yeah.
Like a super high...
That's why I think they might have switched to that.
Plus, like, all right, like World War II style, when they were, like, pumping the Blitzkrieg full of coke and shit, was that the medic giving them that? Or,
no,
like, where'd that come from?
Scientists.
I want to be that guy. I want to be the guy handing out meth.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's like the superior officer. He's like, here's your meth, here's your meth.
That's
here's
just
meth.
Like part of your rations.
That's the job I want. That's the job I want.
We're idiots. Fucking cook. Let me make the gruel, dude. Yeah.
Let me cook the meth. I want to be that guy.
The food doesn't even have to be that great.
You don't have to be good at your job.
You're like, oh, chicken soup again? Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, peanut butter jelly sandwiches? Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Just the one guy on the line, like, scooping up slop, plopping it down. Here you go. That's also the smuggling guy, too.
Yeah, that is. Like literally catch 22. It was the
shipments
cook.
Coming in, drug shipments. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Have you seen, I saw recently an actual like modern military chef making eggs, and it's just a fucking.
Powdered, probably.
Yeah, it's a giant bag.
Yeah.
Probably like a 5-gallon bag of powdered eggs, and they just pour water in it and slosh it around, and then boom, it's ready.
Or like.
That's so easy to cook. That's such an easy job.
Okay. Easiest low risk job in the military is. When guys like come in for their training, you're just the barber.
Oh,
you have one clip setting. It doesn't have to look good.
You're not getting deployed. They're already shaved out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
that's the spot.
You don't have to be good at it.
All you have to do is ask them if they have any moles on their head because you don't want to cut off any moles.
But you're not vicking them. You're just doing like a zero.
I mean, it'll catch a mole.
Band-aid, dude. Yeah, you're in war. True. I don't give a fuck about your moles, dude. Yeah.
I do appreciate we're thinking about this now for when the draft happens. We already have like our positions lined up. So what are your skills? Great haircut.
Yeah.
Great cook. Honestly terrible at everything else. Yeah.
Just like I'm really good at giving haircuts, but only if it's just like a zero clip.
As soon as I leave the States, I don't know. My ability just disappears. I have to be here.
I specialize in non-scissor haircuts, you know?
Are we like pretty much out of the
almost.
Like draft age?
I think we're getting close.
Yeah.
They're almost. Not taking us first, right?
No, we wouldn't be first round for sure. But if it got extended, I think we would probably make a cut.
I think is it like 39 or 49?
I think it's something like, I don't know, that 39 makes sense.
Something like that.
Or like if you have a family or if you're in school.
Well, the good thing about me is I'm the last clip for male.
Yeah.
So I get to stick around.
Dude, I'm the last Smith, dude. The Smith military. Name might die with me.
Right now, the draft age is 18 to 25.
Easy.
Oh,
dude.
Fuck them.
Let's go. There is no upper limit to the draft.
Why are we not at war right now? We got to bring the draft back, dude.
Yeah.
1940, the Service Act of 1940 required men ages 18 to 64. To register.
Well, yeah, that's in the U.S.?
That was 1940. But then 8 years later, the age range was 19 to 26. So we're probably good. Like, shit has to get fucking bad.
Yeah. You know that happened because all of these, like, rich lobbyist guys were like, hey, man, come on. Let's make it 26.
Well, I kind of figured they had, like, a bunch of 60-year-olds fucking trying to fight the Nazis, and we're like, I don't know if this is
these
working.
These mad Germans are crushing us.
Crushing these geriatrics.
Yeah. No, I don't think we'll ever have a draft again. Even though it's funny because like there's all these articles coming out how like 90% of Americans wouldn't qualify for a draft
because
they're like obese, you know, and they have 100%. All these like issues. Hell yeah. All right.
That's it.
We need one more to bring us home.
What, Zach?
I'm just reading an article. Why is 26 the oldest age that someone could be drafted?
Why?
Just because.
Did you guys see that?
Just because. It's not a good
Google's
reason.
New AI thing won't.
Like, it's too woke.
Yeah. It won't like show white people. I think that's pretty cool.
I saw some of the images. Well, it's not that they won't show white people. It's like if you typed in like Nazi uniform, it's like a black guy wearing like Nazi. It's like a pretty chill image, to be honest. And they also had one where it was like show an American soldier, like patriotic, whatever. And it was this like Native American guy with like a headdress. I was like, damn, that's pretty sick, actually. Yeah. All right.
Yep. Well, that's it.
Wait, before you go, just stole on something. You know, Cocaine Bear is a movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are there any other animal drug movies? Because there's a couple ideas here that are pretty good. Crocodile. That's a good one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Crackoon. There's a lot of crack ones.
Okay.
Cocaine crabs. Meth gator.
Meth gator's good.
Cocaine cougar.
What would
Where are all these movies? I'm down.
Well, and what? Okay, while we're talking about this, what would be the worst combination?
A drug and animal?
I feel like it would be PCP polar bear.
That's up there. You're taking the gnarliest, craziest drug with the craziest animal.
Yeah.
What's the most fun one, though? Because, yeah, I agree. PCP polar bear. One, it kind of works phonetically.
The most fun would probably be, like, shrooms panda bear. Or, like, LSD panda bear.
Mm-hmm. LSD lemur.
Yeah.
Lemurs are cool. I don't know.
PCP puppy.
No.
No.
Because they're still working on bite inhibition and shit.
Yeah. Worried about bite
Plus, inhibition. Plus, like, they... Come on. Let's be responsible here. They need to be, like, adult pets. You can't
drug babies?
No.
Mm. We're against that?
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
What if you just made bugs smoke cigarettes?
Bugs smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
Little ants? Like a team of ants puffing on one cigarette?
Like a Nick Sick fly?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What's the most, like, fun drug to witness on someone else, not to do yourself? If you were going to have to be around somebody, what would be the best drug for them to be on?
It's like, what was that one that Florida people were doing for a while?
Oh, bath salts where they get, like, eat people's eyes and shit?
Yeah.
That's the most opposite.
It would be chill if...
watching people smoke salvia is hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's short-lived, so it's nice. Yeah. It's like... Being around drunk people gets fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And, like, if someone's on acid the whole time and you're having to hang out with them, like, it gets to be like, man, I can't fucking hang with you right now. I'm not in the same space.
This was a situation where I was, like, on a second story balcony watching someone where it's like, I'm not in any physical danger. I feel like PCP would be fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Seeing them, like, lift cars and shit.
Yeah.
Or if I was in, like, a setting where they were close to me. Ayahuasca, I think, would be chill to witness. Other than, like, the throw-up smell and that kind of stuff. But just, like, oh, okay.
Have you done ayahuasca?
No, I really want to, though.
Do you?
I'm trying to find a guru. Yeah,
go on, like, a little retreat.
Because
you got to go to, like, South America or something.
I don't want just the drug. I want the experience, someone to hold my hand. Yeah,
the shaman.
Yeah, like, I want to have, like, a therapeutic, like, awakening.
Yeah, you got to get down to the Amazon.
Yeah, or like Colombia, or like Arizona.
Yeah,
Arizona, they have
Sedona.
I guarantee you could find someone on like a reservation that like, you know, could do like a backroom thing.
Make you eat the what are those little cactus?
It's made from cactus, right?
Yeah.
No, that's peyote.
No, I'm pretty sure ayahuasca is made with like spit. And
they're
like,
very similar, I think. Okay. Yeah.
Huh.
Where's the like? Is there only one mix? Like, is there only one way to make ayahuasca? Or, like, there's got to be different fucking recipes out there.
I think it was... Because ayahuasca was something that, like, a bunch of different Native American tribes all kind of did. Yeah.
And they
all
had there are a bunch of different recipes.
Yeah. They all kind of use their own little, like, okay, what do we have in this area, you know?
Is it, it's usually typically in cactuses that you can have?
I think... It's definitely a plant. Yeah.
Cool. I think that you guys are wrong.
What do you think it is?
The leaves, not cactuses.
Leaves from what?
Yeah, you might be right, but it is like plant based.
I'm just wondering, like, so they do it in Arizona, they do it in the Amazon, like, they gotta be sourcing different materials.
Yeah,
right? Like, they're not using the same plants. Or are they? That's an ayahuasca plant?
Yeah.
Well.
That's what I mean. It's not growing in Arizona.
What is ayahuasca? Let's find out. This is like berries and shit. You're just poisoning yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what all the fun drugs are.
I mean, all drugs are kind of leaves when you think about it.
There's two plants. I'm not even going to try the fucking...
Names?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why not? Can you please?
There's a shrub called the Chacruna. Chacruna. Mm. Okay. It's DMT. It has DMT in it.
DMT comes from like frogs and shit. They like... synthesize some juice off frogs. DMT is a hard one to get.
Yeah.
No, it's not. They like sell DMT cartridges. You can like.
No.
Where?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know. Joe Rogan has one. I guarantee it.
No, Joe Rogan's got like some guy. He doesn't have. It's not like a product.
DMT is not easy to get.
Yeah.
For sure.
I can. I'll find you.
Find some DMT, dude. Yeah, I'm down.
Fucking do it.
Get it.
DMT cart price. Buy DMT vape pen. 100% trusted.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. On the internet.
Buy it online.
Yeah, I'm sure that's legit.
Damn. Well, if any listeners out there want to like hook us up with some DMT or ayahuasca, let us know. Corey's really wants to try it.
Yep.
He's not. He can't do weed after surf sessions. But
where can I buy a DMT vape pen in California? Let's find out.
That's a fucking weird way to do DMT.
Yeah,
too.
I would not do
all the replies.
Like, so you just can casually do DMT all the time.
Like weird.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The government.
So you can like see it. As I'm a 30-year-old white male, sometimes I smoke small doses of DMT.
That seems like a, yeah, I feel like DMT would be like an acid experience. Like
what?
You do it and it's like an experience, not something I'm trying to like,
yeah,
in between my office meetings.
You're not like microdosing DMT, yeah, every day. Yeah.
I mean, or maybe this you are. Is. I don't know. That seems strange.
What's he saying?
You're all making fun of how he's talking funny. He's talking about regular doing DMT.
I see live visuals. Sometimes I see snippets of somebody else's life, specifically a black family's. I feel kind of a connection to this black. What? Okay, whatever.
That will help with your anti-racism, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
I should just give people DMTs.
No, you should you do DMT because apparently it lets, yeah, you literally walk a mile in someone else's shoes.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. All right, I'm calling it. I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.